It's race season again at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. No, NASCAR hasn't come early. It's actually time for the Formula Hybrid competition. And here to tell us more about it is David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and for GraniteGeek.org. Hi there.
Hello.
This started out as a fun but pretty small-scale event through Dartmouth, and it's turning out to be a pretty big deal all these years later.
It has. I started in 2007. They had maybe a dozen teams. They got somebody from Turkey this year, a Turkey university. They got Israel and all sorts of places in Europe and Canada. And as I say in the column, even Vermont.
That far away.
Yes. And the idea is to race Formula or all-electric race cars, small versions of the Formula One. That doesn't mean just going around in circles really, really fast. It means doing lots of other things, having endurance tests, because obviously batteries is one of the biggest things with any electric or hybrid vehicle, and other tests of how your actual engine is working, which is the appeal to the engineering students, obviously, which is pretty much all that combustion engine racing is reduced to, because combustion engines, internal combustion engines, have been around for so long that the tweaks that are left on them are tiny.
But if you have hybrid engines or all-electric engines, basically you're moving into a whole new world. And for an engineer, that's a gold mine.
Yeah, that's the fun part. I mean, for these guys, having something that probably can work but doesn't necessarily always is much more interesting. The very first one that I went to, as my memory is, more than half the teams either didn't show up at all or else they couldn't get their cars to run for any length of time because the hybrid technology was so complicated. Trying to integrate a mechanical and electrical system like that is non-trivial. And it still is to an extent, although obviously they've gotten a lot better. And as I talked about in the column, the rise of the hybrid vehicle and the possible rise of the electric car has brought this sort of thing to much more interest to the actual industry. There's at least a dozen people from GM are supposed to be coming to watch and or recruit, which is even better from an engineering school's point of view.
And what, if anything, do these participants say about the actual racing around the speedway? Is that a secondary piece to them, or do they find it enjoyable, as I would hope I would, to race around a speedway at the end of a day of hard labor and hard brain power and all of that?
But of course it's fun. I mean, even, you know, even the geekiest of engineers wants to get in a car and go fast. It's weird in the sense that it doesn't seem like it should be, because there aren't all these screaming engines. When you have all electric vehicles, obviously they're completely silent, and the hybrids are much less loud. And even when the motors are going, they tend to be at static RPMs to be powering the electric motors. So they don't sound like a race car should. So it's just auditory. It's a little on the odd side. Last year, in fact, there was the winning team, I'm told, ran out of power just before the finish line, but was so far ahead that they were able to eke across it, because if they waited a moment, the battery would recharge spontaneously just enough they'd be able to move a few more feet, and then they'd run out again, and they'd wait, and they'd move a few more feet, where the other cars were coming up and up and up and up, but they managed to just sneak across the finish line. So there's excitement even in the geekiest of races.
Hypermiling pays off.
It does, exactly.
Well, David, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of the racing.
You bet.